Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, we've got something coming today. It's so exciting because, you know, we always talk about VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business, where we're impacting all the seven mountains of culture. God has called us to be, as Christians, to go into all the world and tell people the good news that God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. God can bring them to a place of being totally restored. But also think about this, that to make disciples of nations.
Yeah.
And the way to do that, you impact the seven spheres of culture. Every nation has a certain culture about it. You know, media, education, government, entertainment, arts and entertainment. Well, we're looking at today very specifically about the arts and entertainment mountain and the faith mountain coming together. Why? Justin Bieber, he's a singer, he's a player, he's got a start, I believe, on YouTube, playing on YouTube, and he got picked up. And anyway, so but he couldn't get away from his original call in the early part of his life because he had given his life, understand, to the Lord. And as he went along, nothing satisfied him. He just wanted to give his heart to the Lord, and he openly shares his faith,
yes,
you know, in Jesus Christ. But he's about to get married, and he's, tell us about the details.
Yes, he's getting married to Haley Baldwin, who is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin. You may be familiar with some of his acting movies because he does a lot of faith-based movies these days. But Justin released this on his Instagram, a picture of him and his future bride. And in his caption of what he wrote, he said, "I promise to lead our family with honor and integrity, letting Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, guide us in everything we do and every decision we make."
Imagine, John, how many people, if they would put Christ first.
First.
Before they, you know, some people just want to get married. They go, "I need Jesus," now they got married.
Yeah.
That, you know, his decision is, their decision is to openly say, "We want to do this under God." Because God designed marriage. He's the one that...
Lifelong commitment on the right foundation.
Right.
Not on sand.
And it's Genesis at the beginning of the Bible. Says, you know, God created, you know, man and woman, and that he brought them together to become one flesh. And, you know, marriage is of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you try to do it outside of him...
It's not going to work.
So he's committing right up front.
Right up front.
What else does he say?
Second thing he says, that the thing I'm most excited for is that my little brother and sister get to see another healthy, stable marriage and look for the same. He says, God's timing really is literally perfect. We got engaged on the seventh day, the seventh month, and the number seven is spiritual perfection. It's true. He says, Google it.
Yeah, right. You don't have to Google it.
Anyway, Google it.
So you're looking at, you know, that he's willing. He realizes he wants to be a good role model for his brother and sister.
Brothers and sisters.
And to be able to, and obviously a lot of people are going to look at that decision.
Yes, he has a lot of influence, a lot of followers.
And we've been praying for a long time, you know, for years, actually. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been praying for a lot of years, but we've been praying specifically since 2009 to be able to impact, you know, the culture and what's taking place. And we're beginning to see people of faith come out, and they're no longer ashamed of their relationship with Jesus Christ. And nobody's perfect, especially if you're very public. Everything you do is out there. But, you know, if cameras followed any of us every day, they find out every one of us are human and that we all need a Savior. We need grace. We need mercy in our life. But the person saying, "This is who I want to be. I want to follow Jesus." Jesus can honor that. It was the religious Pharisees, John, that stood around and made in front of the prostitute who was right before God. You know, and she was sitting at Jesus' feet. She had followed him, made him decision to follow him. She was loving on him. She literally washed his feet with her tears. She was so happy to be part of the family and dried his feet with her hair. And then they were actually dogging her out. And he's going like, "What are you talking about?"
What she did is so powerful. I want to make sure that everyone knows her story.
That's a daughter of God. Yeah. And they totally missed it. The religious folks missed it. And I'm going to encourage everybody that's in the entertainment industry, you shine for God. Don't let anybody, you know, try to put your light out. We had, you know, several other stories on. We're seeing people making comments, negative comments about people, making positive comments about Jesus. You know, listen,
don't be a hater.
Even Jesus said this, if they're preaching the gospel, if they're saying anything about, you know, the kingdom in a positive light, don't mess with them, you know. But this is so awesome to see this take place.
Hey, another thing he says, he's quoting Proverbs 18:22 in his post. He said, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." And he says, "This is the year of favor."
That's Proverbs 18:21.
Yes.
And so I heard some of his interviews before about this, and he said he just was waiting for that right person and a type of commitment.
Yeah.
And it's just so, we have a way of putting people in boxes.
Sure.
And defining them based off of nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't know people until you know them. And you definitely don't know them through media.
Well, some people are asking, well, who is Haley Baldwin?
This is his fiancée.
This is fiancée. CNN, CBN's reporting that she's a bit of a star in the modeling world, and she's been a TV host for a music award show program, Drop the Mic. Haley was raised in an evangelical Christian home by her father, Stephen Baldwin, who's an actor and a very outspoken one who's born again and loves the Lord. She's not ashamed of her faith either. In 2016, in an interview in Teen Vogue, Haley said, "I was raised in church. I was brought up in that life, and I think that it's very important for everybody to be in touch with their spirituality and to have a relationship with God." She further states that, "I think that God kind of put me in this place in my life, not to be quiet about it, but to be able to reach people and inspire people, and it's just a beautiful thing."
It is. You know, we just want to say congratulations, Justin. You know,
to the Beeb,
and you know, truly, it's just, you know, what kind of platform that you have, and that you're saying this positive thing,
sure,
and you're showing, like all of us, you're reliant upon God for it to be successful.
That's great.
But when you rely, he that relies on the Lord will see success.
Absolutely.
I mean, God will bring success. So we just bless your relationship. We just pray over your soon to be marriage, that God would God would give you the desires of your heart. And truly, many people would come to know the Lord and know marriage,
yes,
the way that God's designed it. Listen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.